Hi, I'm Maggie.
Sorry?
Maggie Brown, I'm the mother of Billy. I was told you would be here. You're his English teacher, aren't you?
Oh, of course. Billy's mother. Hi, nice to meet you. Yes, I wanted to speak to you about Billy's work.
I hope there isn't a problem.
Well, not exactly. I think Billy has made some good improvements this year compared to last year.
Well, of course. Last year, we were new to the area. You know, we moved here from Los Angeles, and it wasn't a very settled time for Billy. Well, all the family, really. So, Billy probably didn't do his best work last year. But I thought he had improved enormously this year. That's the case, isn't it?
As I was saying, I think Billy most certainly has improved a lot since last year. I just think there are one or two other things he needs to work on, so I wanted to have a chat with you this evening.
Well, I'm sure he's been doing his very best. You know, he's only 12, and it's not easy when...
Yes, yes, certainly, Mrs. Brown. Part of what I wanted to say to you tonight is that Billy's work has been much better. We put a story that he wrote back in March in the school newspaper. Did you see it?
I can't believe it. I never had any idea. He's such a modest boy. He would never show me anything like that.
Oh, really? I'm surprised you never got to see it. It really was a well-crafted piece of writing. Very mature article, considering the age of Billy.
Well, I don't know what to say. But you said he was having problems?
He is still having enormous difficulties with his spelling, and it concerns me.
Yes, Billy has always been pretty weak with his spelling. We have tried at home to help him. His sister, Kathy, often spends time with him, testing him on words that he often gets wrong. I'm sure that's helpful, isn't it?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. Andy's enjoying doing this extra spelling work at home, isn't he?
Yes, he knows it's important to be able to spell better, but he's always had trouble getting his words right. You know, when he's writing. You don't think there's anything more serious wrong with him, do you?
I think it's possible he may have a mild form of dyslexia. You've heard of dyslexia, haven't you?
Yes, of course I have. But you're not seriously suggesting Billy has dyslexia, are you?
Dyslexia comes in many shapes and sizes, of different severity. I would like to send him to see a specialist, and I wanted to speak to you about it first. This wouldn't be a problem for you, would it?
No, of course not. I'll do anything I can to help. You've got me really worried now, though.
Oh, Mrs. Brown, it's nothing to worry about. My own son had a mild form of dyslexia when he was Billy's age, and he's now a published author. Telephone the school office tomorrow morning, and we can arrange an appointment for early next week.
Thank you, Mr. Jarvis. I'll telephone the office at 9 o'clock sharp.
That'll be fine. Now, have a good evening.